This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And wow, are we all over the map today. Women have questions about wearing heels versus flats. Somebody wants to know if I'm enemies with other talk show hosts. Ooh, that might get spicy. People are asking why they're getting COVID when they're vaccinated. Asking about the military, the destruction of the Boy Scouts. What do I think about the CIA and MK Ultra? Joe Biden, Donald Trump versus Ron DeSantis, all over the map today. It's going to be a blast. But I want to begin here. I want to begin somewhere that's a little different, something no one else is really talking about today. Because we have to have a talk about human nature, ourselves, how we view the other side, how we view others. And we have to have hard talks sometimes. So just stay with me for a moment here. The headline is this. Recidivism rate for NYC's burglars and thieves soar amid bail reform, according to NYPD data. What does that mean? Well, it says roughly one in every five crooks busted for burglary or theft in New York last year got rearrested on a felony charge within 60 days. Okay, what's that have to do with anything? Why bring that up? We on the right, I'm not talking about the communists. Forget about the anti-humans for a minute. I'm just talking about you, and I'm talking about me. We like to see ourselves as kind and good, and we just by our very nature, you could probably make the argument it's the more Christian base of the right, because that's made up the base of the right, that we believe in redemption, right? Redemption, forgiveness. We love these things, regardless of your views on life or God or anything else. Who doesn't love a good redemption story? We all love it. No one in America hears a story about some guy, rough childhood, hooked on drugs, screwed everything up. He's spent a long time in prison and then comes out and turns his life around and now he's a saint or something. We all love those stories. We love those stories. But we also have to deal in reality. I know why the communist has turned criminals loose to rape and steal and murder, and they've done so. We know that. We talked about that extensively on the show, and it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so we're not going into that right now. We know he wants to cause chaos. We know he wants to cause concern and misery and angst, and because those things help him grow his power. We know those things, but let's talk about us and why we get caught in that trap too, because we do on the right. We do all the time. Yeah, I want to be nice. Of course, give him a second chance, give him a third chance, but here is simply the truth. And it hurts to say, it hurts to hear, but it is the truth. There are many people in our society, many, who belong in prison for the rest of their lives. They should be separated from the rest of the civil society for the rest of their lives. And you're welcome. You're welcome to get mad and email in and say, well, Jesse, what about this? And what about that? And look, I'm actually, believe it or not, people think I'm some kind of bloodthirsty monster. I'm sympathetic to these career criminals. Because I do, I read about this stuff and I watch as many documentaries on it as I can, and you hear about these career criminals These kids, 20, 25 years old, and they've committed who knows how many felonies already. And then you dig into their background, and it's just a disaster, right? Dad's gone. Of course, dad's always gone. Mom's on drugs, if she's alive at all. Gangs all around. They're watching kids get stabbed in their neighborhood on the way to kindergarten in the morning. I mean, what chance did that kid have? No, I agree. He had no chance. I know. He had no chance. Some dogs have to stay in the cage. That's the truth. Some dogs have to stay in the cage. We had a pit bull once when I was a kid. I was too young to remember it, but apparently he was very protective of my older sister, but her aside, he was apparently the meanest, most aggressive dog ever. He would bite and try to eat everyone. Everyone. My parents loved that dog. My sister loved that dog. You can still hear the heartbreak in their voice when they talk about the day they had to give the dog away because he finally bit the mailman. You can love a dog. You can appreciate a dog while also acknowledging this dog can't be around other people. We on the right have got to step up, sound mean if that's what it takes, and simply acknowledge there are some people out there, many, many people out there, who shouldn't be a part of civil society. As New York City continues to descend into a crime-ridden hellhole, that's really what it comes down to. Remember, we've had this talk a million times. You talk to the cops, go talk to a cop right now. Go talk to a cop and ask him, or if you're friends with one, because you have to get him in a quiet moment and ask him, how do you guys solve crimes so quickly? Because you know how cops, they track guys down amazingly fast. How do they do that? Well, cops know who the criminals in an area are. Remember, they're not all criminals. Oh, it's the Bronx. They're all criminals. No. There's in any given block or two, there's a few criminals there. The cops know exactly who they are. They know what kind of crimes they commit. As soon as a crime is committed, the cops can generally narrow it down pretty quickly to who did it. The cops could tell you right now, that's a bad guy. That guy's going to commit more crimes. That guy should be locked away. We know who the criminals are. But again, because we are in a post-truth America, we simply can't ever acknowledge that fact. We have to bend over backwards at all times to prove how compassionate we are. Look how nice. I'm very nice. I'm done with nice. Speaking of which, Jesse, if you were king, what small annoyance would you outlaw and make punishable by death? Man, this might be a long list for me. For me, it's not returning a shopping cart and not crossing the street at a 90-degree angle. I hate the laziness of the cart people, and the people who don't take the shortest route across the street make me want to hit the gas and turn them into a speed bump. Okay, couple things. One, the shopping cart thing is right on the money. I have said this before. People actually got offended and emailed in, so I might as well say it again. If you were to take all the people out there who don't return their shopping cart, who just leave it right by their car and walk away, if you were to take every one of those people and deport them out of the United States of America, you would watch this country turn around in less than 10 years. It says something about you. It says something about you and how you view your place in the world and how you view your level of importance. It says something about you. So that's one. That's a good one. Now, I have a few. I'm doing this off the top of my head here, so you're just going to have to bear with me. If I was king, speaking of crossing the street, it's not the people who don't take the shortest route across the street. I mean, that's bad. It's the people who don't pick up the pace and don't stop, or not stop, don't give me a wave, a head nod, a something, especially, I'm not talking about at a controlled crosswalk where they have their red light. When I stop and let somebody across, there are few things in the world that make me want to commit murder than when I stop and I let you cross and you almost give me that side like tough guy look. Yeah, you're dang right you stopped, homie. And you sit there and saunter across the street like some sort of a sloth. My foot is just hovering over the gas the entire time. It grades on me. So that's one. Probably along the same lines, two. I've got to work on this, too.
when I hold the doors open for people, or when my sons hold doors open for people and they don't say thank you, it drives me up the wall. Because I've taught my sons, you know, especially women, old people, get your butt up there, hold the door open for you, stay there and hold the door open for a few people. That's what a man does. When I see my sons go do that, and you'll see some grown adult man just walk right by them, just breeze right by them like they're the doorman, I get upset. I can feel my blood pressure rising. I have been known once or twice to say, "You're welcome," very, very loudly and embarrassing. It grates on me. All right. Am I friends with other talk show hosts? Am I enemies? Somebody wants a little inside baseball on how this whole radio TV thing work. I'll give you some inside baseball. Here, let's do this question real quick. Jesse, serious request from a guy that spends many hours in work boots to a guy that spends lots of time in boots. That spent lots of time in boots. He's talking about me. But now wears loafers, probably boat shoes most likely. I totally do wear loafers now. That's so lame. He said, reach out to Mike Lindell and see if he can find out a way to combine my slippers and work boots. Oh my goodness, this needs to happen. He says, there's no need to read it on the air. I read it on the air anyway, Larry. People don't know about my slippers. My slippers, the wife never takes hers off. I think she has two or three pair at this point in time. She keeps ordering them behind my back. They are the greatest thing ever. I am going to talk to Mike about it. I'll reach out to Mike and say there's a special request for work boots. Remember, by the way, there's a special right now on Percal Sheets, a screaming special on their summer sheets, the light, cool summer sheets. Very limited supply, though. I need to emphasize that. Very limited supply. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you some Percal Sheets. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and hey, there's a revolving door in the jails in this country. Oh, they keep committing crimes again in New York. That's because they're criminals. Criminals commit crimes. That's all they know. You keep letting them out, they're never going to stop. They're never going to reform. They're never going to change their ways. They're going to keep committing crimes. Period. All right, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Look, what else are we going to do? Are we really? I mean, I guess we can sit back and enjoy Peter Ducey interrogating diversity hire. I mean, you remember, you have all these mayors, Eric Adams. Oh, I don't like the illegal immigrants. Well, that's funny. Everyone else has had to deal with them for a long time.
We have been in regular touch with Mayor Bowser and her team. And I said this before. I said this last week about...
Talking about D.C. Mayor... Eric, D.C. Mayor Bowser, that's who she's talking about there. She's whining about the illegals, too.
Republicans using migrants as a political tool, and that is shameful, and that is just wrong. There is a process in place for managing migrants at the border. This is not it, what they're doing currently. That includes expelling migrants as required by court order under Title 42, transferring them to ICE custody, or placing them in the care of local NGOs as they await further processing. Again, so what Republicans are doing, the way that they're meddling in the process and using migrants as a political pawn is just wrong.
So the White House's preference would be for small towns in Texas and Arizona to have to take care of these migrants rather than a large metropolitan
city. That is
city
not what
like
I said.
Washington, D.C.
That is not what I said.
That is what
that,
you said.
No,
you said,
not,
you think that
I said that there
migrants.
Is... Yeah, they are. They're sending migrants to big cities on purpose, using them as a political ploy.
So if they don't go to big cities, where should they
there's
go?
There's a process. I just there's laid
a,
it out.
There's a process, and they come to a big city, and now the mayor says she needs the National Guard.
That's because Republicans are using, they're using migrants who are coming here for who knows.
I got to be honest. It's one of the more brilliant moves I've heard, and I was initially critical of it because from what I understand, they essentially have to volunteer to go to New York or D.C., but I guess a bunch of them are volunteering. Oh, yeah, I might as well. I'll go see the sights. I've always wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. Get me on a plane to New York, and they're just dropping them all there. It's pretty brilliant. All right. Hey, Jesse. Do you see other talk show hosts as your colleagues or as your competitors? I know you're friends with some, But what are your real feelings? All right, I actually look at this a little bit differently, I think. But that's because, remember, I'm a horrible person and a sociopath, so I'm probably not the best one to ask. What I'm about to tell you is how I feel. I don't know if this is how others feel, and I haven't been doing media very long. Remember, I'm, what, 4 years now I've been doing media? I'm brand new to this. I'm a construction guy. I was in the Marines. I sold RVs. I'm new to this, so I don't know everything, all the little ins and outs. This is how I've always viewed it. Obviously, everything is a competition on some level, right? I'm not gonna dismiss that like that's not like that doesn't matter to me. You ask me, where do you want the show to go? I want it to be, you know, biggest show ever. I don't know, why wouldn't I want that? Of course I'd like to win. I'd like to be number one. However, I have always thought a couple things. I've thought the rivalries between hosts, I've always thought it was the lamest, most boring, petty, small-sounding thing ever. And many hosts that I love have done it throughout the years. Oh, this host is an idiot. Oh, this host, calling him names and calling this host names. And then the other host gets on his show and they call names back and forth. I just, more than anything else, I find it boring. I don't think that's entertaining radio at all. I don't enjoy that. That's one. Two, because of all the distractions that come with doing, you know, radio and TV. Remember, I do a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. on the first. And all what happens when you start doing this stuff is every single person on earth, it seems like, has something for you. They always say, hey, will you do this interview? Hey, can you come on this show? Hey, do you want to do this? Hey, we'd love you to do that. Hey, will you fly out here to do this? Will you fly to do that? Hey, we'd love you to do this. What I've learned is this. This is how I approach it. My job is not to go on this guy's podcast, even though I'll go on podcasts. My job is not to do this little TV hit with this network. My job is not to fly out and go to this friend's party. My job is to sit down in this chair and make your day better for 15, 30 minutes, however long you listen. That's my only job. And I'm not trying to be dismissive of the competition part, but if I focus on only that, if I just make that my job, then everything else will come with it. However big it ends up getting, I don't know. At this point in time, looks like the daggone thing might be gigantic. You know I'm good friends with Clay and Buck. I'm very good friends with Michael Berry. Glenn Beck, good friend of mine. Great dude. Other than that, I don't have... Andrew Wilkow is a good friend of mine. I love Andrew. I don't have a ton of friends, but I'm not a ton of enemies. Not that I know of. Somebody, I'm sure, hates my guts. Probably plenty of people do, but not that I know of. I don't ever sit down... Honestly, they never cross my mind, other hosts, other shows. I think there are tons of sharp, talented people out there. I've never felt the need to put any of them down or talk down about any of them. I'll tell you something else. The local talent in this country, I've found to be really, really, really incredible. Really, really, really incredible. Like, John Phillips. John Phillips is a local host. He's a great host. I mean, Mark Simone's a lot more than a local host. I realize that. But Mark Simone's stupid talented. Stupid talented. I've found there's so much talent out there that I like it. I don't look at them as some scary competitor. I don't know. Maybe I should, Chris. Maybe we should start looking around more and getting mad at everybody. Start calling him a mean poo-poo head and then letting him know.
You know, freedom is not free.
Sorry, buddy. Your show sucks. We're over here.
We're changing people's lives.
Changing lives, Chris. Did you see what Wikipedia did? You know, it's really hard for me not to go into a sky is green thing again, but I'm not going to do it because I did it earlier this week, and I don't want to bore you or make you roll your eyes. But again, how the system controls so much now that it allows them to just make complete falsehoods into reality for people. The recession stuff has been endless, right? They're calling it a transition instead of a recession. It's not a recession. Well, recession's complicated. Look, there are a lot of ins, a lot of outs. It's been a hilarious lie, right? You're not going to believe the latest in the recession lies. Gosh, this is an all-time good one. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in just a second. So as we've heard, since we're now officially in a recession, Biden and his people have been lying.
The Inflation Reduction Act will add another $370 billion in clean energy tax credits in reconciliation, including incentives to accelerate domestic production of solar panels, wind turbines, and critical materials processing. That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
We're seeing, what we're seeing is that we are in a transition.
Transition.
Why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Brian Peace said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell
and
you this.
Yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is what not.
Changed?
It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday.
Yeah, they're lying. Speaking of Brian Deese, serious.
There is all of this talk about a possible recession and the technical definition of what it means. Let's forget that and just get practical. Explain to us the health of our economy right now.
Well, we're in a transition, and it feels unique because it is unique. Gosh.
Okay, so they've been lying. You ready for the creepiest, one of the creepier sky is green theories I've seen? You know what Wikipedia is? Just in case you don't know what Wikipedia is, it's a website. It's an encyclopedia online. All right, it's an encyclopedia. It's an encyclopedia anyone can edit. You want to go in and edit something? You're welcome to. But if they track that there's a lot of traffic on a page, they'll lock down the page in response to that. That's because people will go do absolutely hilarious things on Wikipedia. Like they'll go to our show page on Wikipedia, and instead of the link to the show, they'll link to the definition of fascism. The communists will do that. That's hilarious. Okay. One, I support that kind of humor. That is hilarious. That's not offensive at all. Bernie Sanders, I forget when he did this. Fellas, you remember when he did this, when Bernie Bernie debated Ted Cruz. I forget when, it doesn't matter. Bernie debated Ted Cruz about something. And Bernie Sanders is not just an old communist. Bernie Sanders is an idiot. Ted Cruz, doesn't matter if you hate Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz is probably the smartest individual I have ever talked to in my entire life. He's just one of those guys. I mean, it probably hurts him in politics. He's so smart, it's absurd. And he was on the Harvard debate team. Ted Cruz just embarrassed Bernie Sanders by any measure in that debate, but just destroyed him, just destroyed him. So someone went into Wikipedia and edited Bernie's page and gave him a time of death, even though he was still alive, and said the cause of death was murdered by Ted Cruz on the debate. Okay, that's funny, right? So that's Wikipedia. But they just locked down another page. Let's read into this. This is from Katie Daviscourt at the Postmillennial. Wikipedia changed the definition of recession on their website to fit the Biden administration's redefined language. They then locked the page, preventing individuals from updating the website. Wasn't it Merriam-Webster, one of the dictionaries, redefined recession recently too? Are you starting to understand and accept my sky is green theory? When you have a system this broken and corrupt, and when the same ideology runs all of your cultural institutions, they can simply tell you the sky is green and huge parts of the system will go along with it. It's wild. I've talked about it before. I've talked about it on this show. I used to read these stories. Well, I still read these stories of people who've lived through these horrible communist regimes and how common it was for them, the normal people, to not believe anything they ever heard or saw. They assumed everything automatically was a lie. If you saw it on the news in the Soviet Union, you assumed it was a lie. If you read it in a newspaper in the Soviet Union, you assumed it was a lie. They would assume the opposite was true of whatever they read. It was just natural. And I used to think to myself, before now, I used to think to myself, that is so wild. How weird is that to just assume everything you're being told is an outright lie for propaganda purposes? And now that's where I am. That's where we are. Because that's what they're doing here. It's crazy. Dear Shogun Oracle, my name is Christian. My pronouns are inappropriate for radio. I'm wearing a gray suit and I'm sitting at my office desk. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you too, Christian. I have two sons a little younger than yours. A few days ago, I had to tie a knot that reminded me of my time in Boy Scouts. It was startling to realize I hadn't thought about the Scouts in years, and despite my family being very active in our church and community, nobody's ever approached me or my sons about them joining. I spent some time searching the net for why that is, and the reasons for the Boy Scouts' decline mirror the same cultural rot we see in public schools. Do you think there's any institution the left can't ruin? He said, Godspeed, Pink Flower. That's not very nice, okay? For you new listeners, Pink Flower is what my father used to call me when I stayed home sick from school. He would mock me until I went back to school. And now I'm proud to say that I actually do the same thing for my sons. One of the funnier memories, of, at least in my mind, they won't think it's as funny, is when one of my sons was complaining about this little cut he had on his hand. I've got a cut. I need a Band-Aid. And he calls me at work. Dad, can you get some Band-Aids on the way home? And I'm like, it's a little cut. He's like, I need a Band-Aid. So I stopped and got him. They had these Disney princess Band-Aids with all these little pink princess Band-Aids. And I got home with them. He was so upset. He took the box and threw it away. All right. Anyway. The Boy Scouts went the same way everything else did, because the communist, you have to understand, the communist doesn't destroy the things you adore by accident, right? He went after the NFL, right? You know how much I love the NFL. Everyone knows what a giant New York Giants fan I am. He went after the NFL because sports is something that naturally brings people together. That's why even tiny tribes out in the outback, they have a sport. They have sports they play. The old Indian tribes had all kinds of sports they played. Sports are a critical part of any society because it allows everyone to set everything aside. You can go admire greatness. You can go share a common thing for a day. Let's put on our Lawrence Taylor jerseys and let's go watch the Giants play, right? It's a way to bring people together. That's why the communists went after them. That's why the communists went after the Boy Scouts. I mean, the Boy Scouts, what could be better? We're going to take a bunch of young men. We're going to teach them valuable skills. We're going to teach them about honor, telling the truth, being polite, community service. We'll teach them to fish. We'll teach them to start a fire. We'll teach them. I mean, that's good, right? That's good stuff for a boy. So, of course, the communists were going to figure out a way to get in there. Now, well, enjoy your LGBTQ scout leader, right? Of course. They didn't stumble into ruining all the good things. They ruined the good things on purpose. Is there any institution they can't ruin? Depends on us. Are we strong enough? I mean, I talk to you about being strong a lot for a specific reason. These people are never going to stop. Whatever is good out there, whatever is right, whatever builds up the country and the family, they will come for it, and they are coming for it. Are we strong enough? And look, when I talk to you about testosterone levels as a country, I don't bring this up for no reason, man. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. Half. Estrogens in the plastics, estrogens in the waters. Why do you think I tell you about chalk so much? One, I love them. I just dearly love them. They're hardcore anti-communists. Two, you can raise your testosterone levels by 20% in 90 days without taking medicines or chemicals or these injection things. Just natural herbal supplements. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk, fellas. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. Get some lit powder. You get 35% off the entire website with the code Jesse. Go. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Say goodbye.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost just let the Eagles play there, Chris. Don't shake your head. They're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. That's just... Oh, I am having a little bit of a tequila sunrise. Oh, the kids are out of town. The kids are out of town. Got home last night. And on a Thursday night, the wife's like, well, the kids are out of town. Maybe we should have a glass of wine. And I said, I don't want a glass of wine. She said, well, you do have some bourbon here. Do you want a glass of bourbon? And I got peer pressured into having a couple glasses of bourbon last night. And now I'm sitting here just sweating. You notice if you're watching me on the simulcast, you can watch me do the show at thefirsttv.com/Jesse. There's simulcast and the radio show. You got to go sign up for it. You'll notice I'm wearing a baseball cap today. Some days I do that. Today, it's my red anti-communist hat, and it's pulled down very low for a reason. It's her daggone fault. But hey, it's my 16th wedding anniversary. It's my 16th wedding anniversary today, and let me just say, what a lucky woman. What, Chris? She's a very, very lucky woman. Back to the guy's question. Is there anything they won't ruin? Well, they ruin it on purpose, and one of the reasons they've been able to ruin it is we're not nearly aggressive enough with them. We're not nearly aggressive enough with communists. I mean, you know you shouldn't hire communists, right? You understand no matter what your company is, large, middle, small, you should be aggressively searching through social media posts of potential employees, maybe even asking leading questions, and you should not bring them into your employ. The communists should be on the outs in a society. They should be completely ostracized from society. But we try to be nice. We try to be tolerant. We try to talk about equality. We love that stupid word, equality, which is a ridiculous word. And that is a big reason. Well, I mean, the country's burning. Our cities are burning. They are. It's terrible. All right. You know Chris had a busted sewer line in his house? Kind of hilarious, except... Chris hates to spend money, and he ended up having to spend a fortune because it was a busted sewer line and his house smelled like sewage. Do you know what Chris did when he had a busted sewer line? Chris came down to the studio and snatched up one of our Eden Pure thunderstorms and went and plugged it in his house, and his house didn't smell like sewage anymore. These things are freaking miracles. I'm telling you, They remove all the odors from in the air. I don't even understand. I don't understand how they do it, but they do it. And they have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. That gets you a 3-pack for under $200. And you get free shipping, by the way. But it's $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. All right? Jesse, we all got vaccinated. Me, my wife, and my son now all have had COVID. I get back to work on Saturday. My whole family got the vaccines. And get this, my wife and 12-year-old got the booster. I tested positive this last Sunday. My wife is now COVID positive for the second time, even with the vaccine and booster. I'm not anti-vax, but are the COVID vaccines worth a beep? Says I can use his name. And he says, Semper Fi. Semper Fi. Buddy, no, they're not vaccines. Let's stop with this now. Let's stop. I mean, speaking about the system saying the sky is green, they're not vaccines. Remember they tried to change and did change the definition of what a vaccine is because they put it's not a vaccine. It doesn't stop you from getting coronavirus. It doesn't stop you from spreading coronavirus. In fact, my medical friends right now who work in hospitals tell me well north of half of the COVID hospitalizations are people who've been vaccinated. You take what you want to take. I don't look, it's up to you. You put that thing in your body if you want, but don't be under the impression ever it's going to keep you from getting COVID, that it's going to keep you from spreading COVID. It does neither of those things. Neither of those things. And let's do keep in mind, by Pfizer's own admission, the FDA's own admission, by everyone's own admission, the thing has, what did they call it? They made it sound really, really fancy. Waning efficacy was the term they used. However effective you may think it is when you put it in you, it evaporates. It goes away. It expires like a piece of fruit stripe gum. So, look, you want to keep squirting things in yourself? That's fine. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. But don't think that what you're taking is a vaccine. I got the polio vaccine. I've never got polio. It's amazing. I got the, what is it, mumps, measles, and what, rubella or something like that? Something like that. Weird. I've never had mumps or measles or rubella. But all these, quote, vaccinated people for COVID, they keep getting COVID. Why is that? I mean, this man really does need to be investigated.
Your reaction to Rand Paul and others saying they're going to investigate you if they take power.
Well, there's no reason to do that. But if they want to go ahead, my records are an open book. They are talking about things that are really bizarre, John, like crimes against democracy by shutting down the government. All I have ever done, and go back and look at everything I've ever done, was to recommend common sense, good CDC recommended public health policies that have saved millions of lives. If you want to investigate for me for that, go ahead.
Saved millions of lives. That so reminds me, this whole thing has reminded me of Barack Obama when he was passing these ridiculous laws and he would say, it's going to save or create 2 million jobs, remember? And everyone kind of asked, wait, what? What does that mean? And how can you possibly prove it if it doesn't? Because that's why they put the save or create. He didn't say it would create because then he'd have to have to be provable, right? It would have to be provable. Well, hey, you said it would create 2 million jobs. It didn't. Instead, when you throw save in there as well, now you can simply say, well, no, it didn't create that many, but it saved that many. We would have lost them if it wasn't for this. All these people who destroyed Western civilization with idiotic, insane COVID lockdowns now all pat themselves on the back. Can you still believe, I'll never get over this, that Andrew Cuomo murdered over 15,000 New Yorkers and then wrote a book on how to lead during COVID and made millions on the book. You want to talk about a completely upside down world? What kind of an upside down world do we have that a governor can say, you person who's sick with COVID, hey, go stay in this nursing home where all the vulnerable people are and watch them die by the thousand? I mean, are we ever going to wrap our mind around that tragedy, that level of tragedy? 3,000 people died on 9/11. 3,000 people die on 9/11, and we remember that moment as a horrific tragedy. Rightly so, we remember that moment as a horrific tragedy. We do. Everyone does. What about five times that amount dying because of Cuomo, and he got a book deal for it? We are, all right, you know what? We got to move off of this. Somebody wants to have a Trump versus Heavy D debate. I guess we'd go ahead and handicap that. That'll be nice and offensive to everybody. It's like, what's more fun than being offensive, Chris? Offensive is my specialty. Also, I need to address something apparently that happened last night on the show. I will get to that as well. We have someone wants to know about a dream hunt of mine and the female Tour de France. It went, well, about exactly like you'd expect a bunch of women driving on the road to go. I will explain all of this and more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. When I get lonely,
and I'm for sure I've had enough. Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.